podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2? Question mark. Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Men are the stupidest people in the world, and not only the stupidest, but also the stupidest of all men. I do not deny the scientific truth, I accept it and I firmly believe that men are just as stupid as women, if not more so than women. I am therefore obliged to report on an interesting study that examines the difference in idiotic behavior. The study suggests that many of the differences in risk and search behaviors can be explained by the theory of the male idiot. Researchers tested the theory of male idiots at MIT, which claims that many differences between risk-oriented behavior could be explained by men being idiots and idiots doing stupid things. Some of these differences, such as the propensity to seek risk and the propensity to take risks, may have been partly explained by the male idiot theory. According to the study, according to the authors, the gender gap is statistically significant. Men make up more than 80% of the U.S. population and are more likely to behave excellently than women. The study looked at data from the National Institute of Standards and Technology and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and found significant differences in risk and search behavior between men and women. The study looked at the Darwin Award, which is given to people who have been removed from the gene pool, in a way that makes a clear distinction between random and idiotic deaths. The study, which uses only incidents confirmed by the Darwin Awards Committee, shows significant differences between the sexes among the winners. Men take home gold almost 89% of the time, while women take home only 10%. Overall, the researchers found that Darwin Prize winners seem to be making the same mistakes about mental health as the rest of the population, and they conclude that male idiot theory merits further investigation. While the theory of the male idiot provides an explanation for the high suicide rate and other non-fatal accidents, hospitals and emergency rooms are picking up the pieces, often literally. Indeed, this study cites a number of cases where men appear to lack the ability to manage, such as an attempt at suicide. A full description of the research and its data can be found in the full report on the American Psychological Association website and on the website of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The effects reported by Gertz and his team can be interpreted in terms of the effects of gender, race, age, gender identity, and sexual orientation on cognitive function. However you interpret it, you also have to be on the lookout for your own retrospective bias and be on your guard. The results feel self-conscious, obviously, because men are more likely to screw up drunken women. After all, I'm not sure most people would have predicted that they would find such women more attractive. If everything else were the same, would you really believe that the average man would perceive her subjectively more attractive than a woman of the same age, race, gender identity, and sexual orientation? For example, the journal Education Psychology Review, a critical review of all available studies, found no gender differences in overall intelligence. Previous theories have suggested that men tend to have larger brains than women, even when body size is corrected, and that brain sizes correlate positively with intelligence, but no evidence that happy hours can make men idiots. Of course, the study in Romania did not look at how men and women might look dumber or smarter. For example, lack of support, mentorship, influence, etc., can make men and women look stupid. The new study, published in the British medical journal BMJ, also finds that men stand out in a particular class of truly idiotic risks. The fact that men are more likely to take risks, seek behaviors than women, is well documented. In the battle to decide which gender is sillier, a group of male researchers may have proved that men win this hand. BMJ can publish light-hearted research, but must still meet the journal's standard requirements, including peer review. Although Kahneman is now widely recognized as one of the most influential psychologists of his generation, his work was rejected in the early 1990s for lack of scientific evidence. This subtle curse is the result of the assumption that intelligence is a buffer against prejudice, which is why those with high SAT scores believe they are less susceptible to universal thinking errors. But a recent study by the University of California, San Francisco, and Harvard University, led by psychologist Daniel Kahneman and his colleagues, suggests that intelligent people are often more prone to mental errors. This is all for today, guys. My name is Kathy and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Poop Oncoming Fist Dark Skin Tone and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.